Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining my sister, my friend, tonight. We thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for continually supporting us. And tonight we want to give a shout out to all our sister ministries. We want to give a shout out to Granny's Place. We want to give a shout out to First Free Will Baptist Church, Reverend Terry, and the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, Elder Michael Morgan, and all those that are listening tonight. Tonight we have a special treat for you. Minister Randall is going to come tonight and give us some information and share some stuff that's dear to her heart. And also we want to let you know that she will be opening up a show on every other Monday night, starting in, actually this month and into December. So please listen for her. We'll give you the dates later, but without further ado, we're going to go ahead and ask Minister Randall to go ahead and introduce herself again to us and tell her what's on her heart. Tell us what's on her heart.
Thank you, Sister Lewis. I thank you and the listening audience. We're very excited and grateful and honored to be a part of my sister, my friend, through the Granny's Place, this awesome organization who's doing a great work in our community. So, again, we thank you for the opportunity of being here tonight and opening up the show for us to gather and connect with you twice a month on various different topics that are related to kingdom building and just will to restore virtue to the women and men of God and to our children as well. So, again, we thank you. We're excited about tonight. Before we go on to our topic tonight, is to share a little bit about the newest network that we are partnering with, which is the Letter House Network, and they're stationed out of Los Angeles, California, where Dr. Shelton Carter is our overseer. And for those who have the opportunity to connect with us, the most recent event here in Dallas was the flow activity at the Greater Rock of Ages Church, where we had an awesome time and a great word of encouragement, impartation, and word of knowledge. And so we will be bringing different events to the Dallas area as well as to the California area. And for those who would like to partner with us, you can request information by sending your inquiry to the lhnetwork@gmail.com. And just in your subject line, just put partnership, and we'll send you out a package that tells you about what it means to partner with this great network as we begin to move into our 2016 calendar year with a lot of different things that will be taking place right here in the Dallas Metroplex area. Some of the things are, you know, just building, kingdom building activities. There'll be ministry classes, ministry school. There'll be peer coaching. There'll be anti-bullying, diversity, inclusion, senior citizen events, just to name a few of the things that God is doing in this season. And we're looking to introduce a Flow Part 2, which will be coming to Dallas in December. So for those who are part of Flow Part 1, you definitely want to mark your calendars for the December timeframe that Flow Part 2 will be coming to Dallas. And so we thank you for your partnership, and we thank you for your effort, and we thank you for everything that you've done to support our organizations as well as all the other organizations that are here in the Dallas Metroplex area and across the United States and the world that are doing whatever they can to reach lives in various different ways. So we thank you again, Sister Lewis. But on tonight, we have a very important topic. It's one of those topics that we often get a lot of controversy around. And tonight we're going to be talking about the power of submission. And that's right, the power of submission. And when we hear the term submission, we get a lot of opinions about what it means, what the term submission means, you know, whether it applies today. And the practical questions about the situations like, you know, abuse and when people abusing power and all those type of things, when you hear the word submission, it just can take on a totally different tone. If you want to see a heated conversation, bring up the word submission definitely in front of a lot of women. You will get a lot of feedback about what submission is and people's views and thoughts and opinions about submission. But tonight we want to take a biblical look at the term submission. And it's not just from a relationship perspective as it relates to marriage. There's submission to authority, children obeying your parents, obeying those who have rule over you. So there's various different categories that the word submission falls into. So it's not just based upon, you know, marriage relationship or romantic relationships and dating and things of that nature, because when we hear submission, that's the first thing. People start pumping their brakes, and they're like, oh, submission. I'm not able to do that. No, that was back in the Bible days, and that's not required anymore. And so in this season, I have been led to do a deep study on the term submission to get to the bottom of submission because it's something that's near and dear to my heart, just understanding God's word and understanding, making sure that I'm in position to receive everything that God has for me. So in seeking God and asking God, what do I need to do, not anybody else, but what will you have for Minister Randall to do in order for me to align myself with the word of God so that everything that you have in me for heaven, in heaven, can be released on earth. And he, the first thing that he spoke to me was order, that there must be order in our life. And then I began to seek God further and say, God, what do you mean by order? And so everything has order to it. Everything has a design. Everything has a hierarchy. And the same way on a flow chart in your organizations where you work at or in your churches, there's a flow chart. And it was as it relates to kingdom building and the kingdom of God, there's also a hierarchy, and there's also a flow chart, and there's also order in which things should be placed in order for the flow of God to flow properly. And so tonight we're talking about submission because I've learned that in order to be in order, in order to be in position to receive as men and women of God what God has in store for us, we have to submit ourselves to the authority of the Holy Spirit so that we are positioned to receive, not only receive, but to be and to do what God has called us to do. And if we're not lined up in the word of God, then unfortunately we will not inherit the things that are due to us. We will continue to walk in the wilderness. We will continue to cross those mountains. We will continue to just walk in circles and ask that same question. Okay, God, no, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And it's a very simple answer to that. We must just submit to the perfect will of God. So that's what we'll be talking about on tonight. And we'll be going to the scripture on tonight, very quickly, on the topic of submission and defining what submission is. And there's various scriptures that I will be leaving with you. So for those of you who have your pens and your papers on tonight, I definitely would like for you to jot these down so you can go back and read them later. But let's look at Luke 10:13. And Luke 10:17, it says, "Then the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." And then we go to Hebrews 12:9. He said, "Besides, we have experienced discipline from our earthly father, and we respect them, shall we not submit ourselves all the more to the Father of the spirits and receive life?" Then Romans 8:7 tells us, "Because of the outlook of the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to the law of God, nor is it able to do so." Then we go to Romans 10:3 and say, "For ignoring the righteousness for those of God, and seeking instead and establish their own righteousness, they did not submit to God's righteousness." And then Romans 13:1 tells us, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except by God's appointment, and the authorities that exist have been instituted by God." So as we go through the scripture, and I studied the word submission, and in Hebrew, the word hiptosa, which is H-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O, in the Greek word, that word means submission, and it means to yield. To give control to another. So we want to define submission today. And Sister Lewis, I'm not sure if you're here or if there's any caller online. I'll be very curious to know what our callers, when you hear the word submission, if I said submit, what are the first words that come to our minds when we hear the word submission?
There are callers on the line, and if any of them want to go ahead and join in with Minister Randall and answer her question, you're free to do so at this time. Okay. We didn't get a response, but I will say that when I hear the word submission, I think about giving in to whatever is needed to give in and to God's will.
When we talk about submission, and thank you, Sister Lewis. I mean that's normally what we think. We talk about submission, and before I got to this point in Christ, I would have to be honest to say when I first thought about submission, I didn't see it as a good thing. I thought submitting meant that I was like denying myself or becoming someone else or being what someone else wanted me to be, and so. When we approach the word submission like that, you know, we have all these preconceived things in our head where we're like, well, they can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do me. You do you. I'll do me. And all these different things that we allow the enemy to plant our mind as it relates to submission. So we paint this ugly picture of submission. And so when you talk about submission, you talk about serving, you talk about obedience, instead of it being the honorable thing that God created it to be, the world has taken it and they've tainted it to make it seem like if a person submits, that makes you weak. Or if a person is serving, that means that you're at the least. But what the Bible tells us that those who serve are the greater, are greater than those who do not serve. But we've made the term submission like this really, really, really bad thing. And so people don't want to, even when they find themselves submitting, they don't want to even admit that they're submitting. I sit back and I hear people say, well, my husband doesn't tell me what to do. My wife can't tell me what to do. I go where I want to go. I do what I want to please. I don't have to check with my pastor about anything. I go to work when I want to go to work. I show up when I want to show up for work. I was looking for this job when I found it. It's almost like it's this ugly thing to submit. Like it makes you weak. It makes you inferior. If you were just to admit that, yes, I am submissive, and I have submitted. Yes, I do follow the laws. I do, and I do put myself in a category and align myself with God's word, so that I can be and do and have what God says I can have. And so, when we talk about submission, when you begin to do polls and ask people about it, you get more negative feedback about submission than you do positive feedback. But the true reality is that true surrender is simply when we personally bow before God. And we give up our own agenda, what we think that life will be for us, and give God, give the Holy Spirit his right place in our life. That is what submission is. It means to say, okay, God, I understand that I am Wanda, and I understand that I'm all these things, and this is what my plans are. This is what I would like to do, but I understand that. But at the same time, I surrender my will to yours because you may have something totally different for me. So I lay down Wanda. I erase my opinion. I erase my thoughts. And I surrender myself to do what you have called me to do. And so what is the benefit of that? That puts us in a very powerful situation because we are no longer our own. We are now submitted ourselves to Christ, to the Holy Spirit. And so once we do that, that's where the power comes in. Because as long as we are walking in ourselves, as long as I'm being me, as long as I'm doing me, then I'm not glorifying God. He can't get any glory out of me. And so when I finally got to the point where I understood submission, and I understood why I was so tired, because I was fighting, and standing and fighting, trying to just put my stake here and say, I am woman, hear me roar. I am a woman of God, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that. You should be honored that I'm in your presence. But I hadn't submitted. Because you can't submit standing. Submitting is laying down who you are and picking up who Christ is. Sometimes we're so tired in our walk because we're so busy fighting submission instead of humbling ourselves and say, Father, I submit. Because it takes no energy to submit, but it takes a lot of energy for us to continue to fight.
Amen.
And we fight because we don't want to give up. We don't want to lose our identity. But the reality is, men and women of God, we must lose our identity. You must die. We must die. And I know you're saying I worked really hard to get here. It took me a whole lot to become the woman I am. It took me a whole lot to become the man that I am. But if you were not doing it in the will of God and you were not submitted as you were becoming this person, that means that it's very likely that you have created and become a person that God did not intend for you to be. So therefore, it still won't work. Mm-hmm. Because you did it in yourself. You did not do it in Christ. And that's why we feel so empty sometimes. Well, we have the good job. You can have a good husband. You have a little boy. You have a little girl. You're driving a nice car. And everything seems to be well and all dandy in your life, but you still feel like you're missing something. Because you designed everything according to your will, and no one ever submitted to serve the perfect will of the Father. And where does order come in? You say, okay, what do you mean by order? Okay, here's the order. It's the Father. Then it's the Son. Then it's the Holy Spirit. We have the Father, and imagine this as an umbrella. We have the Father, then we have the Son under the Father, then we have the Holy Spirit, then we have the man, and then we have the woman. So we have the Father. And just imagine that in your head, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, then we have the man, and then we have the woman. So in that order, the flow begins from the Father to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, to the man of the house, and then to the woman. And so at the very bottom of that umbrella, there's where the woman is stretched out before God. So we have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we have the woman at the bottom. And all those entities are covering that woman. So we have all the covers that we need. So if, let's say, for example, we know the Father can't step out. We know the Son can't step out. We know the Holy Spirit can't step out. But let's just say that the man of the house steps out. He goes through a valley experience. He goes through his season. If the woman has surrendered and she has submitted to the will of God, she is still in place at the very bottom. And even though the man may have stepped away, she has all those entities still pouring into her so she can sustain in that house what God has given for them because she's submitted. But when we're not submitted, when and if the man steps out, then we step out, and so we leave our whole life and our whole family uncovered because we have broken the order. And that's when we've taken the hedges. The devil did remove the hedges. We've taken our hedges down because we stepped out of order. We stepped out of place. And so when the man stepped away, and so the order should have been that, okay, he stepped away, he's having his season, he's going through midlife crisis, or he has that going on, the Holy Spirit would have still been feeding the woman if the woman was submitted and stayed in her place. Surrendering to the will of God, saying, even though all this stuff is going on around me, even though all this is taking place, I still have my covering, I still stay in my position as it relates to where God wants me to be. And by us staying in our position, then God brings everything back together because we never broke our order. So that's the power of submission. When you read all the time, they say behind every good man there's a great woman. That is a truth. That's truth. That's fact, and that is truth. When you find a successful man, you find a woman who submitted, not necessarily even to, we know, like in a worldly way, but submitted to the perfect will of God. So no matter whatever came, no matter when, they were able to hold that house together because they were submitted to God. And because of that, that man became powerful. You'll never find a powerful man who's successful who had a so-so or mediocre woman in his life. It doesn't exist. Michelle Obama is a powerful woman, but at the same time, she submitted to the will of the Father. And because she submitted, she's in a position to hear from God, so she's able to help hold her house together. She motivates President Obama. If you ever see them doing speeches, she gives him a look before he goes out. She encourages him to be the best him that he can be. But yes, she's a powerful woman. She's the First Lady of the United States. But she understands the power of her submission to the President of the United States. And men and women of God, we have to get to that point, not only in our relationship, but as it goes to our pastors. We should not be serving in ministries or in churches where we can't respect the head, where we're not willing to submit to the leadership that's above us. Because if we are in a situation where we're not submitting to leadership, then we're walking in offense. We're walking in offense, and we're breaking the order, and so our lives are broken, and things are not flowing properly because we have broken the hierarchy of how things should be. Is it optional, the question that we ask? Can I be in God's will and choose not to surrender? Can I be in God's will and choose not to submit? The answer is no. A victorious walk requires that we surrender, that we submit. It's not an option. And no matter how much time changes, no matter what goes on in the world, we still must, this is not a Bible biblical principle that we can just scratch out and say, because times have changed, then I choose not to surrender or I choose not to submit. It doesn't work that way. When two cars approach an intersection from different directions, one car has to yield. Somebody has to yield. So we're coming to this intersection, and we're traveling in different directions. Somebody has to yield. If no one yields, there's going to be an ugly collision. It's the same way in our Christian life. When we approach an intersection, we have to make a decision. Will I submit? There's a decision to be made. Will I yield or will I go my own way? And it's an option because God has always given us free will. He gives us a choice. From Genesis to Revelation, this is an ongoing principle. It's no less true today than it's ever been that we must make a decision. When we approach the intersection, God is the other car. The choice is, will you yield to him? And not just once, but moment by moment, decision by decision, as a life pattern. Will we yield to him? Will we surrender our thoughts? Will we get rid of our pen? Will we get rid of our will and say, Father, I will just do what you called me to do? That's the victory in all of this. That's how we become energized. That's how we become activated. That's how we get our strength and our might by just laying our will down and following the perfect will of the Father. We don't have the ability to do it in ourselves. If we call ourselves Christians, the true Christian service is understanding that we can't do anything for him, but he wants us to do things. He wants to do things through us. In order for him to work through us, we have to yield and surrender ourselves to him, to his will, and to his plan. That means that I no longer have an agenda. My thoughts don't count. What I want to do is not important anymore. It's not about my mission. It's not about my will. It's about God's will. Victory isn't something we achieve. Victory is God's resource for us, God's provision, already there, from which we draw strength. But we only can draw that strength when we surrender and when we yield and when we obey and we submit to the perfect will of the Father. It's important that we understand what submission is not. It's not something that surrendering is not when they put the chair in front of the church and you walk up and sit in the chair and the invitation of Christ. That's not what submission is. It's not an emotion. It's not weeping and wailing at a revival. That's not what submission is. It's not even rededicating our life. It isn't coming forward at the church and even making a commitment to God saying yes. A lot of us have a misconception about turns because our religious backgrounds and upbringing, sometimes we think this is how we surrender, but it's not really how we surrender. True surrender has nothing to do with church or religion. It really doesn't. True surrender is simply when we personally bow before God and say, I give up my agenda. What I think the will for my life is, and give you the rightful place in my life. God's submission isn't something that you try to perform. It's not an act. It's a natural fruit of a close walk with Christ. When we walk closer with him, then we begin to walk in submission if we really want him. It is the spirit that wins the battles against stubbornness of our flesh, never us. So we must submit ourselves and walk in the spirit, because if we do not, the stubbornness that's inside of us, they're saying, I'm not doing that. You can't make me do that. I work too hard. I'm not doing this. I'm not giving up that. This is my plan. This is my agenda. This is my bucket list. This is how I want things to done. And while we're just talking about what I want, and this is what I like, and this is what I'm going to do, and while we're doing all those things, all hell is breaking loose around us because we are not following the hierarchy for the kingdom advancement and kingdom building, because no one is submitted. Everyone thinks it's a bad thing to serve. No one wants anyone to know that, I really believe in this mission, and I'm going to do what God called me to do. Even when I don't understand it, even when it may not even make sense to me, there's not too many women will probably admit that they rub their husband's feet. They would even want anybody to know that they touched their husband's feet and say, after a long day of work, I soaked my husband's feet and I gave him a pedicure and I rubbed his feet. So if there are women that do that, because the stigma that's put on submission and society has making it seem like a bad thing, they would be afraid to share with another woman that they rub their husband's feet. They would even go so far as to lie and say, girl, I ain't touch his feet. I don't do feet. Instead of saying, my husband worked all day. He worked a 12-hour shift. He provides for this family. I willingly rubbed his feet. I was honored to rub his feet. I ran his bath water, and I cooked him a dinner. And he woke me up at 12 o'clock at night and wanted me to scratch his back, and I willingly did it. Because he is worthy of that. So men and women of God, we have to take the we have to take this worldly perception of what submission is and have the world has painted as this awful thing, and we have to go back to the basics that people understand, that submission is a part of God's will and it's a part of God's plan. And our home lives, our business, our prosperity will never get to the place where it needs to be if we keep walking out of order and we keep breaking the chain of command and the hierarchy that God has created for kingdom, for his kingdom. Not his kingdom in heaven, but his kingdom right here on earth. It's okay to say, yeah, my wife wasn't feeling good, so I made her soup tonight. And she laid in my lap, and I rubbed her head, and I gave her a pedicure. I gave her a manicure. I rubbed her shoulder for an hour because the Bible tells us that let everyone submit to her own husband, and then the men submit to their wives. So just like in the love your wife like Christ has loved the church. So there's nothing wrong with those things. But we've created this picture in our world that makes us think that that's a weak woman or a weak man because they serve. And I challenge you tonight to let you know that if you find a person that can serve, that's the strongest person. It's not the weakest person. Someone that can lay down their life and their will in order to serve another person's purpose. Jesus said he didn't come to this world to be served, but he came to serve. So even he submitted. So why wouldn't we be willing to do that? Why would we allow the enemy continue to just poison our mind with what submissions mean and just have us think that it's such a bad thing, that it's not a good thing, that it doesn't profit us anything, that everyone has to be, you know, that submission is weakness, and submission is not weakness at all. It's strength under control. It's an awesome thing to be able to walk into submission. It's an awesome thing for God to know that you're always positioned to hear him. That he knows where he can find you at. That if he calls you tonight, that he knows that you're somewhere with your ear open listening because you've submitted, you've yielded your ways, and you say, well, Father, I know that it's a Monday night. I know it's 8:30. I know it's 9:30. I know it's 10:30 at night. But because I'm submitted, I am willing to hear you. And I know that hearing you is going to make my life better. And putting myself in a position to hear you is going to be better for my family. It's going to be better for my church. It's going to be better for my workplace. All these things actually complement me being in a submitted state. Yielding my will. Because the truth is that his ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts our thoughts. So why would we even want our thoughts? What good are our thoughts if we haven't submitted our thoughts to his will? They're just that. They're just thoughts. What would the world look like if everyone submitted in their position? What would it look like if everyone took their rightful role and just submitted to the will of God? What do you think the world would look like? What difference do you feel like it would make tonight?
It would be a better place. I can guarantee that. It would be more humble people in the world also. We'll have more love and kindness if we all submit it.
And Sister Lewis, why do you think it's such a struggle? I mean, just in your experiences, I mean, you work in ministry, you work in the workplace, and your wife, your mother, your grandmother. Why do you think it's such a struggle?
Everybody has the mentality, like you said, that it will make you look weak. It will make you not you'll be combative, if not conformative. You'll feel like that somebody has a charge over you. If you submit, just like submitting to authority, nobody hardly wants to submit to authority because that shows a weakness. So that's what I can see, that we will feel like we are just we're not doing what we want to do. We're not doing what what our will tells us to do. You know, everybody wants to be on their own accord instead of on the accord of what the Bible says.
Right.
We have some callers on the line. You're free to express yourself tonight. Minister Randall would like to get your opinions also.
I think it comes from life experiences, maybe being unevenly yoked in a relationship and being taken advantage of and not wanting to have that same experience again. Some people don't know the difference from being from humbling themselves and the difference between humbling yourself and giving yourself totally away, where you to another person instead of to God. And I think that may be the issue, is losing your identity to someone else. Because even though when you get married you become one, a lot of people, if they marry someone that they're not yoked up correctly with, it can lead to a lot of problems, because you're not yoked up, so you don't have the same mindset, and you're surrendering, and you're surrendering. I can only speak for myself. When you're surrendering, and because you're trying to make something work, and the other person is just okay with it, and they're allowing the surrendering, but they're not surrendering, or at least you don't see it. Maybe they are, and it's not in the same way that you would consider surrendering, and then it becomes like, well, now I just feel used. And right. So then you build up these walls, and, you know, that's a check of, I won't let that happen again, until you come into the full knowledge of how it all works.
Right.
Then you have to then start rebuilding, you know, because your thought process wasn't correct the first time. And if you're not going in the same direction as someone else, it doesn't play out as like how you were saying it. It doesn't play out that like that, because you guys are not on the same page.
Amen. I caller, I definitely thank you for sharing that insight. And I needed to hear that tonight, because you are so absolutely right. And that is one of the goals of this organization. That is one of the goals as we come out twice a month to share on these Monday nights. Because the truth is, and I'm gonna pause a second, and I'm gonna go in the direction as it relates to marriage. I'm gonna talk about marriage for a little bit when we talk about submission. The Bible tells us that what God put together, let no man put asunder. And a lot of times, I don't know how many of you, I don't know how long y'all have been in Christ, if you are in Christ. But in my marriage, when I got married, I was not in Christ. And so therefore, when I went into a marriage, I went into a covenant expecting biblical things and godly things to take place in a situation that God was not at. And so in that situation, you find yourself, because you know the Bible, you've been in church, you find yourself trying to submit to something or someone who is not worthy of submission. And we do that; those type of situations do happen. And those are very difficult topics that the church really doesn't like to talk about, but I'll talk about it, because we find ourselves in those situations. And so instead of feeling like you're submitted, you actually feel like you're being violated, because you feel like mm-hmm. you're being abused and a person is taking advantage of you. And I've been in a situation like that. So in this season of my life, knowing God at a different level, having a closer walk with God, a better relationship with God, I understand the power of submission. And that's why I wanted to talk about it on tonight. My parents were married for 55 years, and my mother was very submitted to my father. So because I saw that, and she willingly submitted, it wasn't like a fight. She wasn't throwing stuff. She wasn't mad. On Sunday morning, she would get up and she would iron him two or three shirts, because he preached, and she wanted to make sure that if one shirt got dirty or if he sweated, he had one or two backup shirts. And she was always smiling when she ironed his shirt. She never threw his clothes to him. She never said, I'm tired of ironing these clothes, or come in here and eat your food ready. She was never like that. She was like, dear, dinner's ready. Dear, I got your shirts ready. And I'm the youngest of five girls. And so when I saw my older sisters get married, and I saw not all of them, but two of them, they had the same type of marriages. Keep in mind, I wasn't married yet myself. And I saw them ironing for their husbands, or them cooking five-course meals in the middle of the week. And I never heard the two of these sisters ever complain at all. So I got married, but I didn't get married the way they got married. I just got married. And so I thought that my marriage would be just like that, and I would be able to serve and all this kind of stuff. But I had an attitude serving. I'm like, you know, how are they able to do this so gracefully? And I have an attitude when I'm doing stuff and I'm mad about it and I really don't want to do it. I thought that was wrong with me. I said, well, everyone else is doing it. They don't seem to have a problem with it. So I must be the bad apple. There must be something wrong with me. I must not be wife material. Only later to find out that when you're submitting to the wrong person, and when I say not your husband, meaning that it's not the person that God has for you, it does not come willingly. And it is a struggle. It doesn't go the way God intends for it to be. Yeah. But when you're in the right covenant relationship that God has ordained, then submission becomes your delight, where you are delighted to serve, whether it be your husband or anything like that. So, yes, there is a difference. And these are the things as men and women of God, both men and women of God, that we need to bring to the surface. These are the things that we need to be talking about, because submission is not bad, but how we have chosen and used submission is what's bad, not submission itself.
Right. But, you know, for me, I don't see it as bad at all, because, as you say, this is my covering, you know, right. And so I'm praying his strength so he can take care of the things that he needs to take care of as my covering. And so whatever I got to do to make that load lighter, that's what I do. I'm praying. I'm trying to keep your mind so you can focus on those things that God have you to do, because that's how it was intended. But I had to grow to get there. And that came from wanting to know my role as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a sister, you know, wanting to know what am I supposed to do, how I make this better. And that was in a relationship that was not yoked up, but because I wanted to be that godly wife, and I wanted to, even if it didn't work, to know that I did what I was supposed to do as a Christian, as a godly woman, as a wife, a godly wife. You know, knowing that God is pleased with me is why I seek out to find out what is my role, what am I supposed to do, how do I humble myself. I do admit that I humbled myself to a point of not having a voice, and that is not, that's not what God chooses says for us to do, because if you're one, you know, your covering is your voice, because you're one.
You're absolutely right that you're covering in your voice. But I commend you, because what you just said, you wanted it. And so what did you do? You began to seek the Lord as to what your role and your responsibilities were. And the Holy Spirit is a teacher of all things. So not even knowing what to do, because your heart desired to do it, the Holy Spirit led you into the things that your husband needed of you and what your role was as it relates to them. And you were obedient. So you yielded yourself to be submissive to the Holy Spirit, to God, to be what you needed to be for your family and for your husband. And God honors that. And God honors that. And that message goes to all women that are already in marriage. We have a very, very, the men of God, they have a very, very important role. But women of God, and we need to understand that we have an important role, because, again, we are the one at the very bottom, and God designed us to be there for a reason. We're not at the bottom because we're the least. We're at the bottom because we're great. And when I say we're great to the responsibility of that household and the thing that God is building. He's entrusted that into us because he know that he made us in a way that would keep us. And so for you seeking God for the things that you were not in knowledge of, that is what we all should be doing, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. If there's anything that we don't know as it relates to this topic and being submissive and being and not taking it to a situation where it's abusive and not taking people for granted, then God is the one that we should be going to seek direction on how to be that. Because the reality is submission is going to look different for every home. For every relationship, it's not a billboard. They say, hey, 1, 2, 3, this is what you do. For every relationship, it's going to be different. And we got to stop building our covenant relationships, our marriages, our partnerships, based on what someone else said, because it's going to be different for every relationship that you're in, whether it be a romantic relationship, whether it be a marriage, whether it be partnership, whether it be ministry. It requires something different from each of those, for everyone. And so we have to be open to hear from God and hear from him directly, because it's going to be different. So I thank you for your insight, and I definitely thank you for sharing with us tonight, because that's awesome. We all needed to hear that on tonight. So I thank God for you on tonight.
Well, bless God. I mean, when you're trying to really surrender and line yourself up with God, you know, at a certain point in your life, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and when you're sick and tired of doing it your way, there's nothing else you can do but surrender.
Surrender.
I mean, that's the point I was at. It's not working my way. You know, the way I'm trying to do it, the way that's logical to me, is it's not working. So I got to go to something that I know works. And, you know, if you truly mean Jesus, you lay down you for him.
You're absolutely right. You have to, when the fishermen had fished all night and they hadn't caught anything, and Jesus came, he said, cast your net on the other side. They knew what they were doing. They felt they were expert fishermen. They were, most of them were expert fishermen, and they knew where the fish would normally be.
Right.
But he said, take your net and cast your net elsewhere. And when we're going down a road and we see that road's not working, we need to stop, and we need to just inquire of God to say, what do I do differently? And so that is very important. If we have been trying it our way, which we should never be doing, but we're human, so we do that. I've been guilty of that myself. But we have to stop at some point and say, God, you know what? I have done this my way. Let me just take my hands out of it, and I surrender all to you.
Right. And
when
leave
we surrender to and when we surrender to our Savior, that's when our life and our adventure ahead becomes exciting. There's nothing more exciting in the experience on earth than knowing God personally and walking with him in an intimate way. So you know that your hands are out of it. It's out of it. It's sometimes scary, but it's also a fulfilling journey because we lay down more of ourselves every day, and we learn that the more I die, the more he increases.
Yes, and that is where the true power comes in.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And it's, amen. And that's when we really start to experience intimate and experiential relationship with him, not through someone else, but an intimate where, you know, I've experienced this. I'm not getting this by revelation. I'm not getting this through anyone else, but this is a personal experience is when we lay down our life and to the one who loves us without condition.
Right.
And so that's awesome.
It takes a little bit to get to that point. And, you know, a lot of people, they want that, and they don't, I won't say they don't know how to get it, but are you willing to get there? It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it ain't no presto magical. It's just like you said, a little bit every time, every day, surrendering a little bit more. And with the surrendering, you're saying, I trust you. I trust you with me, with all of me.
Amen. That's so true. That's true. That is so true. Thank you for sharing that. LaChandra, was there anyone else on the call tonight that had any questions or they wanted to share on the topic that we're on tonight, the power of submission? It's an awesome topic, and woman, I really thank you for sharing. This is we may have to go part two on this, but this is awesome.
I would ask Minister Henderson. Pastor Henderson is on the line tonight. Pastor Henderson, do you have any comments tonight?
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I so amazing. Minister Lewis texted me and said to sign on. Wanda Randall is on tonight. Just seconds before she texts me, the Holy Spirit says, sign in to my sister, my friend.
Amen.
Rachel the colony.
God is so awesome.
A text message. And I just texted her, I said, you are not going to believe this. Just seconds. But, you know, it's right on time because that was my opportunity to submit.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah. Amen.
To God that I did, because as the previous caller was saying, I know what it is to be submissive to the wrong king. But I definitely thank God that I know what it is to be submissive to the right king as well.
Amen.
Amen.
I to learn by the grace of God both sides of that fence. Now, submission means to me, I think about the submarine, sub means to go underneath. So I must be willing to humble myself to go underneath someone else's authority, whether it be a supervisor, whether it be a husband, anyone that has the rule over me, I must be willing to submit. And it doesn't lessen me. It doesn't weaken me. It actually strengthens me. Yeah, I also found myself being strengthened when I was even being submissive to the wrong king. And I'm going to tell you how that was. Because since I was willing to submit, the Father took care of me.
Yes, he will.
Because I was willing to stay in my place And that's not to pat myself on the back because I wasn't always in the best situations. But, and then the other thing, whenever the father said it was time to leave that joker, I didn't have a problem stepping.
Amen.
I was the type of woman that when he went to work, when he got in, I'm gone. Then went to the office, took my name off the lease, the whole 9 yards, got on about my business. When Lord say, move, move. And the thing about it is, I believe that men and women don't believe that God would tell you to get a divorce. I have come to find in a past marriage that because of my elevation in the kingdom, he got mad because he wanted to be the only person in ministry. And he began to fight me, began to hurt me, began to break things in the house. God is not going to allow us to be with someone that's going to block the call on our lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, this time, sure, you'll be getting a divorce, and I tell you, exactly, a year later to that date, I was fouling, just like he said. I forgot about it, but he sent me back to my journal. I said, oh, my God. But even in marriage, guess what? Even though we have the umbrellas and we're four layers deep women, we still have an ultimate person that we submit to, and that's our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Because we don't know the mind of he or she, but he knows the mind of all.
Mm-hmm.
Even in our trying to do it so ever carefully, he still knows the mind and heart of the other. And he already knows that the end result is going to be good because he knows the end from the beginning. So as I heard, you know, the topic on submission, you know, I felt the tears welling because my king went home to be with the Lord 2 years ago on yesterday. And just to hear the topic, I couldn't cry because it made me stick my chest out and give God glory when I had the phone on mute because he gave me an opportunity to see what it was like to have a godly marriage, to be, let's put it this way, to be actually married to the Father through the flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now today, I work with a different form of submission as a pastor. And yes, it is different because you got everybody, you got some people in this ear, don't do it this way, don't do it that way, you should never do this, and on this side, don't do it this way, and I just say, you know, everybody, shut up. The Holy Spirit is going to guide me into all truth.
Amen.
And sometimes you just have to silence the voice of the people. And trust me, everybody means well, and at least I believe that. But then, as I silence the voices, guess what I've come to learn, women of God? Everybody that you thought was for you is not for you.
Amen.
And everybody that you think want to hear about your ministry don't want to hear about your ministry.
Amen.
Amen to that.
So on this journey, I'm getting some shock treatments.
We all are, amen. We all are.
But what I'm saying, to go with the submission, and anyone that's on the line that don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, please do not take that as an insult to not want to become a part of the body of Christ. It's the same mechanism we must use even being in the world. Be careful who we yoke up with. Be
amen.
Careful who we submit, and be careful who we run with. And that's
amen.
Saved or not. So I thank God for the topic of the night. I thank God for, I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit for prompting me to call in on tonight because I've had this void for a few weeks here. It's like whatever I read in the Word or whatever I'm listening to, I'm not getting filled and I'm trying to figure out what is it that I'm hungry for. So all day today, and I'm just like, God, you know, what is this? What is this? And when I sit back in the bed and I just got quiet and I put my headphones on, he said, tap into my sister, my friend. And I read from the phone and it was Minister Lewis, hey, get on the line. And I said, oh, my God. But that was an orchestrated step, instruction from the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, and let me just say one more here. Let me just say one more thing that will help submission go a long way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It doesn't do us any good to hear God's instructions, which is the will of God, which is the word of God, and we don't yield. What I mean when I say if we don't obey.
Amen. Amen.
We flunk the test when we are not doers.
Amen, Pastor Henderson.
So I thank God allow me to be on the line tonight.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
Yeah. Amen.
We do appreciate your comments and your concerns about the topic tonight, because we all have been through that, where God gives us an option in our spirit to do something sometimes, and most of the time when we obey, we get what we need, because there is something that He wants to deliver and tell us through another. So we are all blessed by the testimonies of our sisters.
Amen.
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 Catherine, you're so absolutely on target and so right about that, because when God gives us the word, we must put forth our corresponding action. If there's no action with the word, then it profits us absolutely nothing. The world is full of substitutes for God, and you know we see the same thing also in churches. We often latch on to these in a human attempt to make our lives work outside of God. And, of course, it won't work. Anytime we're trying to make our life work outside of God, we won't work. We eventually end up frustrated and depressed. Mm-hmm. Often instead of coming to the Lord in the midst of our frustration and depression with a changed attitude and just saying, God, here I am, I surrender, we simply try another substitute. And then we try another substitute, and we try another substitute, all in a vain attempt of our life worked apart from the surrender to what God requires. And so, women and men of God, if you're finding yourself there in those situations where, you know, you're doing attempt after attempt to create things on your own and they're not coming together, and you're finding yourself frustrated and you're finding yourself depressed, then that is when we need to stop. Don't look for a substitute. Don't look for another crutch. It's time to come and say, God, here I am. You know what? Like the woman of God said before, I surrender. That the frustration is his attempt to break you down, where you can say enough is enough, and let me just take my hands out and I lay my life at your feet and I surrender. And when you're surrendering the right way, it's the most refreshing feeling that you could ever feel.
Amen.
It's refreshing. People see me up front because I speak, but I actually like serving because I'm a surrender person. I prefer serving. God just allows it sometimes where I have to be in the front. But I prefer serving. I prefer laying down more than I do standing up when it comes to kingdom building. That's what I prefer.
Amen.
And to surrender, we have to lay down our life. I'm willing to connect with your ideas. I'm willing to hear your thoughts. I'm willing to push your initiatives. And that's what it is.
Amen.
It's not me joining with your ministry and trying to make your ministry my ministry, but you have a vision. Wow. So I'm connecting to your vision, and I'm serving your vision because I have surrendered. That means I put my agenda down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't bring my agenda to Hope of Glory. I don't bring my agenda to Shady Grove because they already have their vision.
Correct.
I don't bring my agenda to the Letter House because the Letter House already has their vision. Greater Lighthouse already has their vision. The Greater Rock of Ages already has their vision. So when I walk into the door and we walk in to serve, we lay down our agenda. We lay down our will. We lay down our opinion about the situation. And we join in with what's God, the move of God and what God is doing in that place. And if we can't do that, we're not a help to that place. We're actually a hindrance.
Amen.
And there's no age on surrendering. There's no gender on surrendering.
Yes.
And that is a mark of a good servant. My husband always says that don't try to change somebody's ministry. Walk with them. Help them to develop their vision and go along with what they're doing. And in the meantime, God will bless you for helping them carry on the work of the kingdom. Often we get that mixed up because a lot of us want to get in there and change somebody else's mission and vision instead of going along with it. So he always says that, and I found that to be true. And as you, Minister Randall, that's what I'm always being guilty of. I want to help. I want to be a servant. I want to help further your cause and your vision for your ministry as well. I'm just a background person. I always say, let me be in the background and help. I don't have to get recognition. I don't have to have you say, oh, I need a pat on the back, or nothing like that. I just want to be there to help further the kingdom and your vision along with what God has me to do. It's just part of what I do.
Amen. I just wanted to share this morning. I was rushing, and I was about to go out the door, and I was like, Lord, I need something. I need you to give me something. And he led me to Philippians 2, 1 and 5. And I just started crying because I'm like, oh, my God. You know, putting someone, you know, ahead of yourself and working in unity. And then to get on this phone call not knowing, I'm just like, Pastor, I got the text that said, hey, join us. You know, Minister Randall's on. I'm like, well, let me see what's going on. And then when I'm hearing all this conversation, I'm feeling the anointing that God is putting out there. I'm like, oh, my God, this started for me when I woke up this morning feeling like I can't walk out this door because I need something. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, something's missing. I was missing something. And when I read that, I just started crying, and I ran out the door late, but it was good for me. Mm-hmm. So I just thank God that that I was obedient, like a pastor said. I thank God that he put the unction in my heart this morning to read his word that really circled right back around to this information that I'm receiving on tonight.
Amen. 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 And, you know, Sandra, I just want to encourage everyone. Yeah, I really would like to encourage everyone, the men and the women of God, because I know there's men of God that are on the call tonight, is just take a deep dive in the topic of the benefits of submission, the power of submission. A lot of people think that they look at a person, they judge them because they're quiet or they're soft-spoken or they're humble and so meek, or that they're submissive and they take that for weakness. But I always tell my kids that I'm a person that my strength is under control. I don't have to throw my weight around for people to know who I am or what I am. So you can be submissive and also be a very strong person, because I'm not a wimp by any means necessary. I'm not a wimp. I jokingly tell people all the time, don't come for me unless I send for you. I mean that seriously, because I don't bother people, but because I'm a submitted person, because I am a servant, that does not mean I don't have strength. It's actually strength under control. And I'm all for submitting to governing authorities. That goes for in the workplace. That goes for in your places of worship, the men and women of God that cover you. And there's tons of benefits to that, and there's tons of reasons why we should submit. Number one, because God's established it. In Romans 13, mm-hmm. he tells us that everyone must submit himself to the governing authority, so God established it. And also, there's punishment when we don't submit.
Mm-hmm.
When we do not submit, when we're out of order, there are consequences for not submitting. And another reason why we submit, because we don't have to fear. So that right. when you have rulers, you don't have to walk in fear when you're walking in submission. And we have protection when we're submitted. There's so many women and men of God out there with no covering. They're naked. Because if you haven't submitted to authority, I don't care how well you speak. I don't care how much you prophesy. I don't know how well you care, how well you know the Bible. If you have not submitted to authority, you are not covered.
You're
you
not
have
submitted
no
to
covered.
Authority.
There's no, so you have to have that. And if we, another reason, when we reject authority, when we reject submission, we're basically telling God that we don't trust you. We don't trust your plan.
Come on. That's it.
If I'm constantly doing things my way, I'm telling God, I don't trust what your words say, and I know that's what it says, but I don't trust your plan. So here I am 40 years later still doing things my way because I haven't learned to trust your plan yet. Even though my life is all jacked up, even though I keep finding myself back in the same situation over and over and over again, the truth is, I'm telling God, I just trust your plan. If I keep doing it my way, if I want to meet, I don't trust you. I know I say, I know I preach about it, but I'm going to keep putting my hands in because, God, I really don't trust you yet.
Right.
And another reason why we should submit is because we owe it to him. We owe it to him
Amen.
To submit.
Amen. That is so
we owe
true.
It to him to submit. He died so that we can have the opportunity to submit our will to him, and
Come
we
on.
Still choose to carry our own will. Yes. It's like, that's, to me, it's like saying, God, your death wasn't nothing. Your son, Jesus' death, didn't mean anything to me, that it was void, it was for no reason at all, because even though he did all that so that I can have the right to submit, I still choose not to. I still choose to be me and do me.
Wonderful point, wonderful point. But, Minister Render, I hate to cut you off, but our time has run out. Our hour is up, and I would like to thank you for coming on tonight and giving us that great topic on submission. And you've truly been a blessing to me as well as all the listeners that are on the line tonight. I want to admonish the listeners to continue to listen. Minister Render will be back on November the 30th, December 7th, and December 21st, if God allows. And we will continue what she has to tell us. And she might continue the submission. She might have something different to talk to us about. But whatever the case, we will be back on those days. Mr. Randall, those, that 30th and that 7th, they are two back-to-back Mondays because, as we agreed, you were first Monday also. So you're going to have that one also, the 30th and the 7th, okay?
God bless you.
Thank
you
all for listening. And would you go ahead and close us out with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Father, we thank you for your power, God. We thank you for the mind to submit and surrender to your will. God, we ask that your will take place in our life, God, and that daily with it we crucify flesh and we learn to trust you without borders. We ask you, Father, that on tonight that your spirit will lead us, God, where we normally would not go. We ask you to guide our feet into the deepest of the waters, God. We ask you to submerge us in you, that we seek more you, and that when we wake up in the morning, that all we're thinking about is you. We ask that you remove our agenda, remove our plans, and replace them with your plans and your perfect will for our life, because we know that there is power in submission, God, and we know there's benefits, and we know there's a reward for those who obey you and diligently seek you, Father. Now we ask you to bless every call on this line, and we ask you to keep us, God, and meet us at the point of our need. Until we meet again, in your son Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Also, listeners, please give us a continued support. Tell your friends about it. Tell your loved ones, all your girlfriends. And I'm sure Minister Randall would want some males in on these nights also, so you can tell the males they can call in and listen also on Monday nights that she is on the web. And you can also go back and listen to us archived at My Sister, My Friend, Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. Also, join us on Friday nights with Street Talk and on Saturday mornings with Minister Jewel Lewis, Free on the Inside. And just support us and listen to us, and we will be bringing you some most interesting topics and things that you should be in the know about God's kingdom. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I appreciate all you ladies for calling in tonight. God bless each of you, and have a great week. I love you all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.